Welcome, Reading Phineas Wake Forum. This is Bob, and we're presenting Ion doing pages 189, starting near the bottom, on 190 into 191, and this is our 21st offering. So, at the bottom of 189, nine lines from the bottom, sniffer of carrion, premature gravedigger, seeker of the nest of evil in the bosom of a good word, you who sleep at our vigil and fast for our feast, you with your dislocated reason have cutely foretold a Japhet in your own absence by blind pouring upon your many skulls and burns and blisters, impetigonous sore and pustules by the auspices of that raven cloud, your shade, and by the arcaries of rooks in parliament, death with every disaster, the dynamitization of colleagues, the reducing of records to ashes, the leveling of all customs by blazes, the return of a
Jesus
lot of...
Jesus God! Jesus God, this entire book is one fucking sentence.
That's right, one sentence, yeah.
There's no place to jump in it, but you see what's happened? Look, you're talking about dislocated reason.
Dislocated what? Reason, yes.
Reason. That's what's wrong. It's crazy. Crazy is normal. Crazy is right. Stupid is viable. Well, I just don't like niggers. That's not good. Until you're a black person, and then that's okay. Okay. We got it. Okay. You see? But then the black men prefer white women, and does that mean they're racist? We don't know. We're not sure, but anyway.
Is that in here? Your shade?
No, that's the shade. That's the environment. The environment is the medium, is the message. The environment makes Bill Maher a prophet. Now you gotta go back up. You see, you're a premature grave digger. They're gonna die. They're dead already. We're dead already. You're looking for the nest of evil in the bosom of a good word. See, you take Bob's words. You take Bob's, y'all don't like our words, because we'll tell you the plain truth. Who did the plain truth? Herbert W. Armstrong, the plain truth. That's exactly right. So, you gave it out there, and then you turn around, and then you sleep at the vigil and fast for the feast. Fasting at the feast. That's stupid. Why would you go to a feast and fast then? That made no sense. But they are. And we've told you about the cruelty, the cruelty foretold in a Japhet, a prophet in your own absence, not in your own land, but a Japhet in your own absence. See? And then you got burns and blisters, and there's no man mag lotion to buy because they will not sell it. You ought to have a protest right now and demand that man mag lotion be reinstated in the program. Because it's very important for this very part. For Finnegan's Wake, man mag lotion should be made available, and you don't care how much it costs. Bob's got lots of money, he doesn't mind, but it should be reinstated. Right now, and we're gonna have BLM come attack if we don't put the man mag lotion back. Okay, now burns and blisters and impetuous sore and pustules. The raven cloud. Remember the raven? And Mr.
Yep.
Edgar Allan Poe? That was David Allan Coe's nephew. David Allan Coe's nephew from that he was the CEO. Your shade and the arteries of the rocks of the parliament. Rooks in parliament. Wait a minute. Rooks in parliament. Now that's important because of the crows, and a rook is like a crow, like a blackbird. And then death with every disaster of the colleagues. Now this is where we're starting. This is why we're doing this right now. Reducing of the records to ashes. That's all these words that say this is what we do, this is what we do, this is what we do, this is what we do. It all gets burned up. Don't matter. Doesn't matter. So these proofs that everybody's looking for, they're trying to search out the proof. Hell, they're still trying to investigate damn Kennedy. For God's sake, they won't let the motherfucker die. Dig that motherfucker up and put him back in the White House. If you mean that much to you. The Bouviers certainly weren't impressed with it, so just saying. If you want Catholics running the joint anyway, I mean, they could run your children, but they don't do good at running the country, but that's a whole other conversation. Bob's not a racist. He hates everybody. Don't worry about it.
The return of lot of sweet-tempered, gunpowdered idiots, I want to say, but it says didst undo duts, but it ever struck your mudhead's obtundity. Oh, hell, here comes our funeral. Oh, pest, I'll miss the post. That the more carrots you chop, the more turnips you slit, the more murphies you peel, the more onions you cry over, the more bull beef you butch, the more mutton you cracker hack, the more pot herbs you pound, the fiercer the fire and the longer your spoon, and the harder you grew with more grease to your elbow, the merrier fumes your new Irish stew.
Now, see, you've made a mess, and doesn't matter what you do, you're chopping, cutting, topping, lopping, dopping, doing all this stuff, and it don't matter, you still got rotten Irish stew, like, what's his name? What is it? Scott. Stew, Mr. Scotty. We're going to call him. Beam me up, Scotty. We're going to beam Scotty up. We're still making grease up to your elbows for making a new Irish stew. This is the new stew that's so perfect you can't eat it. Who puts turnips in stew anyway? It's disgusting.
Oh, by the way, yes, another thing occurs to me. You let me tell you, with the utmost politeness, we're very ordinarily designed. Your birth wrong was to fall in with planned, as our national should, as all nations must, and do a certain office. What I will not tell you in a certain holy office, nor will I say where, during certain agonizing office hours, a clerical party all to yourself, from such a year to such an hour, on such and such a date, at so and so much a week pro anno, Guinnesses, may I remind, we're just a...
This is what's all been laid out. Everybody was told to move. Everybody was told to get together. Everybody was told to get your house in order. Everybody was told to get yourself done and get yourself right. And then you don't, and then all of a sudden it's somebody, and that's Bob's fault. Then we're planning on y'all's part. Not going to cause a problem here. So the nationalists must, and do a certain office, but I will not tell you, a certain holy office, nor will I say, during certain antagonizing office hours, that's what's happening in your, what you call government, from such a year to such an hour, on such and such a date, and so on, is a pro anno. What does pro anno mean, Bob? Tell them what pro anno means.
I'll have to look that up, just a second.
Oh, okay.
190. Just a second here, I got the big book. I have my Library of Congress.
You have to keep up, Bob. We're gonna keep up. If you're gonna fuck with the big girls, you gotta keep up now. They ain't gonna put up with this lollygagging.
It means per year. Pro anno's Latin.
Right.
Per year. Okay.
Correct.
Pro anno. Per year. Guinnesses, may I remind, were just a gulp for you, failing in which you might have taken the scales off boilers like any Boskop of Urich, and do your little through-penny bit and thus earn from the nation true thanks, right here in our place of burden. You're born of travail and veil of tares, where, after a divine prodigence, you drew the first water gasp in your life. From the crib where you once was bit to the crypt, you'll be twice as shy of, same as we, long of us, alone with the cult and the kerner, where you were as popular as an army.
Don't go too far, we had to redo the whole damn thing. See, that you've become a beast of burden. You've made your own beast of burden. And see, you've counted on the government to take care of everything, and now the government's saying, now, we gave you that money. Okay, now, we gave you that stuff. Okay, now, we made sure you had Netflix. Okay, we made sure you had a sofa to sit on. Okay, we sure you had DoorDash. Don't fuck with us now. You do what we say, goddammit, because we built this city. We run this. But you're going to be happy. You better, because I will tell you what's going to make you happy. And so now they got a stew they can't eat, they got a house they can't live in, and now the through penny has bit them and they have fucked themselves to death from their place of burden. Born of travail and vile of tares. You know, tares are what gets in the wheat. And if you try to pull the tares up, you'll destroy the wheat. You let the tares grow with the wheat. But now the tares have taken over. And the prodigious... it's got you in the water gasp. Mm-hmm. The bit of the crib. Now, also, this also starts picking up, and we're going to start coming into the what we call the zombie apocalypse. If that's coming up, we don't want to get too far ahead of it, but we had to catch you up from that. But is that covered all that part right there, fair to partly cloudy and false?
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so from the crib, let's try this. You're born of travail and veil of tears, where after divine prodigence, you drew the first water gasp in your life. From the crib where you once was bit to the crypt, you'll be twice as shy of, same as we, long of us, alone with the cult in the corner, where you were as popular as an Armenio with the faithful. And you set fire to my tailcoat when I hold the paraffin smoker under yours. I hope that chimney's clear. But slackly shirking both your bullet and your billet, you beat it backwards like Boulanger. That's Jerry Boulanger. Put out their album back in 1990. You beat it backwards like Boulanger from Galway. But he combed the grass against his stride to sing us a song of alibi. They cut home all over the grass.
Now, whoa. Now, see, here you go. It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you face the blame. Now, the bullet or your billet, that's the shot. You got to take the shot. They're going to line up. I hope the chimney's clear. Hope your pipes are clear. Yep. Hope your pipes are clear. And the paraffin smoker. Now, that's the heron where they burn it, and then they light it, and they shoot it. That whole thing, getting them used to that whole process that you can set fire to your tailcoat. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys, they sing a song of alibi. Somebody else's fault. Biden says it ain't my fault. Nancy says it ain't her fault. Now they have to have a conference to see if they can save Kamala for a minute before they drag her. They're going to have her drawn and quartered and posted on her head on a spit in front of 10 Downing Street. Mm-hmm. So now, go ahead.
You beat it backwards like Boulanger from Galway, but he combed the grass against his stride to sing us a song of alibi. They cut thone call over the gray-bounding, slow-rolling, amply heaving metamorphoses that oozy rocks parapangle their preposters with. Nomad, mooner by lamplight, antinose, shimming amid everyone's repressed laughter to conceal your schizophily by mating like a thorough pace of a dyke.
Yeah, now see, here we go. This is where you start picking up with the apocalypse. That's all there's going to be left. And that's why Bob was one of the trailblazers in the region of taking up necrophilia. See, he's gotten very good at this, so he understands the pros and pluses and minuses of dead love. That's what they're explaining there.
Right. Shimming amid everyone's repressed laughter to conceal your schizophily by mating like a thorough-paced prosodite, masculine monosyllables of the same numerical moose, an Irish emigrant the wrong way out, sitting on your crooked six... Wrong way out?
Uh-oh. Yeah, wrong way out, sitting on your crooked six-penny style. Don't wonder where this is going, Bob. It's not pretty. Bern Christensen's probably the only one that would approve. Just
an unfrill frock quack fart. You for the laugh of Shakespeare just helped mine with the epithet. Semi-Semitic serendipitous. You, thanks, I think that describes you. Europeanized Afri-Yank.
That's where they're poking at each other, and basically what they're saying is you're a gay nigger-loving Jew. That's what he's trying to say right there. So they were much more crafty with the way it was presented. It's kind of like Chuck Schumer. You never know where he's going to end up. You know where he started, but you never know where he's going to end up. Okay, go ahead.
Sitting on your crooked sixpenny style and unfrill fraud quack fire, will you for the laugh of Shakespeare just help mine with the epithet? You semi-Semitic serendipitous, you, thanks, I think that describes you, Europeanized Afri-Yank. Shall we follow each other a step longer? Drowner of daggers, whiles our liege, till yet a stranger in the front yard of his happiness is taking, he'll help her, one gob, one gap, one gulp, and gorge of all, his refreshment?
Yeah.
So that's
yeah,
the question.
I know, they got the thing. Are they going to get the products? That's what Maggie was saying. She's like, am I going to have time to get stocked up in time? Do one gob, that's one handful, one gap, that's the punch, but one gulp, that's the magnesium, and one gorger of all. You get some of that, each one of those of all, twice, B-I-D, is for his refreshment. Good, that's good, because food ain't going to be good at all. You got a sour Irish stew, so that's all you got, so this is better.
Yes.
Okay,
shall we follow?
Keep going.
Yeah, let me read this, the question. Shall we follow each other's a step longer, drawn earth daggers whilst our leash, till yet a stranger in the front yard of his happiness is taking, heel, helper, one gob, one gap, one gulp, and gorger of all, his refreshment? Shall we follow each other's step longer, till yet a stranger in the front yard of happiness is taking, the products, his refreshment? Shall we follow each other a step longer, whilst our leash, till yet a, so we just follow each other and take the product.
Yeah, or you can be a drowner of daggers. That's when you pierce the apame into your gut. Be a drowner of daggers.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right, now look at this. I'm in this one, this paragraph. There grew up beside you, amid our horizons of the speediest in Novena Lodge, Novara Avenue, and Patripodium Ambumo, both out of work, one removed from an unwashed savage, on his keeping and in yours.
Yeah.
That's the average American today.
And Bob.
Unemployed.
Bob came from an unwashed savage.
One, what'd you say? I can be what?
Bob came from an unwashed savage.
Yeah.
Remember, he came out of the ass of a jackal.
Yeah, one removed from an unwashed savage, on his keeping and in yours. I suppose you know why Possum Hines is cause he ain't the no-gum triumption. That other, Immaculatus, from head to foot, sir, that pure one, all truths of other times, he who was well known to Celestine circles before he sped aloft, look at this, this is my favorite line, our handsome young spiritual physician that was to be, seducing every sense to self-willing celibacy, the most winning counterfoil on our income share, Lotry, a chum of the angelettes, a youth those reporters so petitedly wanted as game fellow that they asked his mother for Idle Earp's brother to let him tow him to Tindertarden, peas, and bing his scoot along, and ten they were all real brothers in the big just right home where Dob lives. Neat. Where Dob lives. Jeez.
Dobstown.
In the big just right home where Dobbs lives, just to tetify the life out of him and pat and pass him one with other like Musk, Elon Musk, from hand to hand. That mother smothered model, that good looker with not a flaw, whose spiritual toilets were the talk of half the town. Thanks to you, I am. For sunset wear and nightfall in use and day broken dawning and noon chin showing, the very thing for tea time. But him you laid low with one hand one fine May morning in the middle of your might, your bosom foe, because he must your speller on you, or because he cut a pretty figure in the focus of your front specs, not one did you slay, no, but a continent, to find out how his innards worked.
Right. You see, that comes into point. That's the only place in the world where you can go to Bob's house and enjoy an enema and it smells like Starbucks.
It's true. And that's, where's that? The spiritual toilets? Yeah.
Yeah.
Spiritual
mm-hmm.
toilet. Well, that's
the
best part.
Yeah, because you're going to run out of page in a minute and start a whole other section. But
yeah, so I'm
going
to open up
the... Once again, you've hit the honey hole.
All participants are now unmuted.
Again, Bob, you hit it again. You're so good at this, Bob. You've been practicing the game, haven't you?
Yeah, I practiced for years. So I opened all the portals so people can raise points.
We got listeners, so y'all be on your best behavior now. Don't try not to molest nobody.
Try speaking.
Talk right. Speak well.
Yeah.
This is Allison. I've never listened to you read Finnegan's Wake, and it is so entertaining. I pulled out my book and followed. You've changed the whole book for me. I know that's not the point of this excerpt, I'd have to say that.
Oh, it is, too. It is, too, because it's what it is. It lets you know that it's applicable. It's been hidden in plain sight forever. It's laying out. No one would have believed we were going to have a zombie apocalypse. No one would have believed we were going to have a back-to-back double-digit pandemics that was going to destroy the world while the world is burning, while the rock slides are falling, while the earthquakes are going, the volcanoes are exploding, and people are killing each other in the street, and they're trying to break down the doors of every Bird Dog Goodman to get Wonder Bread. Who would have calculated such a thing? But that becomes so much so that Finnegan's Wake becomes a parody of a religious nature to teach you the way to go. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Exactly.
Is this your first attendance in hearing me do the wake?
It feels like it. I mean, I've listened long enough. I must have heard it before, but not it. I'm hearing it in a way different way.
Oh, you got her attention now, Bob. You got her attention.
Yeah.
Careful. Reel her in, Bob. Reel her in. Reel her in.
So, you're finding it makes sense as I read it.
Oh, yeah. The way you're reading it is yeah. It's the
and then you start breaking down. You start looking at the obvious that's being obviously stated, and you go, well, that's ridiculous. But then you start thinking about it, and you go, wait a second, that's exactly what's happening. Wait a second, that's exactly, wait a minute, what? What? I'm like, whoa, we better stop this. It's going south quick. Now, is it happening because Bob's reading it, or is Bob reading it because it's happening? That's the rub.
That is the question.
All right, that's Allison. Anybody have something to say?
Yes, I do.
Those are nice words.
So, the auguries of rooks in Parliament. I had mentioned a while ago that something was going to happen with the rooks or crows in Parliament or around that area.
Yeah. See, and that's a real thing because the geomagnetic system that the birds and the fowl use are going to get turned upside down. The same things happen in that movie, The Omen, where the crows start following around and they start doing crazy stuff and bam, 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 same thing like that.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
It's with rooks and really? Kind of crows.
I saw that movie.
Ooh. And the Ravens.
You
hadn't
watched TV, Night 55. What the fuck are you talking about? You didn't watch TV.
I did see Omen. Whatever it was. But the Antichrist. Wasn't Michael York in that?
Oh, Bob, don't do that. Don't do that, Bob. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, has anybody else got something to say? What are you trying to say, Jack? Why aren't we hearing you?
Are you hearing me?
Now we hear you.
I didn't know I was unmuted.
Okay, what do you mean,
everybody?
I don't have much to say right now. I dozed off a little bit and I'm back up now.
Are you looking at the wake?
No, I'm not.
He was just now awake.
Yeah.
He's awake in the wake. But he answered and he's here and he's in the show and he's doing his part and he's doing his other part. So back off. Come on, give a nigga a break, man. Come on, man. Don't put him in the middle
of 191. For 40 years, I decided this line describes me, our handsome young spiritual physician that was to be seducing every sense of self-willing celibacy, the most winning counterfoil on our income share low tree, a chum of the angelets, a youth those reporters so pettily wanted as game fellow that they asked his mother for little Herb's brother to let him tow him to kindergarten. Look at that. Handsome young spiritual physician. I was the inspiration for Carolyn.
Yeah. And see, and I like the part when he comes from an unwashed savage on his keeping and his years. And I thought, you know, why a possum hides his calls, he hates the no gum tree assumption than other immaculatus from head to foot, sir. That pure one. That's it. So he gives, comes some nasty, nasty, and then it's perfect in every way with really good hair and the best pubes on the planet.
And I did this all to find out how my innards worked. That's some dieting,
yes.
Fruitarian diet.
With this Starbucks enema.
Okay, say, somebody else say something.
Ion, what does this mean? It's at the bottom of 190. The cut-home call-over, the gray-bounding, slow-rolling, amply-heaving metamorphosis that Uzi rocks perpangle their preposters with. What's the meaning of that?
That's the new environment. That's the new environment. That's what it's going to be. The rocks are going to cry out. This is going to go to the Nomad Nooner by Antonantinos. It's all going to stop it. They're all laughing. But then they're going to have the scratchophilia by mating.
Masculine
by honor. And what's an unfrill frocked quack fryer?
A gay. What we say was, we said it already, that that's a gay nigger loving Jew, is how they prescribe it.
Unfrill frocked quack fryer.
I thought you
sitting
were talking about the Euro.
Sitting on a crooked six-penny style, you see. The unfrill frock, that's a dude, quack fryer, you, will use a laugh of all the Shakespeare, that's the epitaph, from the semi-Semitic, like it's supposed to anti-Semitic, serendipitous you. See, it's very clear when you look at it. Become a Euro-fascinated apparat. Mm-hmm. We saw that
Euro,
on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Euro-fascinized after yank.
No, Euro...
I had one a couple of nights ago.
Asianized. Euro-Asianized African. You better watch out now. You'll get the wrong African. You'll be sad. You'll have to take penicillin. Don't do it.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else got something to say? Do you know who this is describing? This is describing James Joyce. Or Shem. Shem in the dialectic between Sean, Joyce's brother, and Shem, James Joyce himself. So, James Joyce was more in the underground than his respectable
and
brother.
And Brenda Lee. Don't forget Brenda Lee.
Yeah, Brenda Lee. And, well, there's so many names I could say. Buddy.
Pick the right one.
Buddy Holly.
Pick the right one. Oh,
Buddy
I thought
Holly.
You was going to say Buddy. I thought you was going to say Buddy Ebsen.
I was thinking of it.
Crazy man. Lost your damn mind. Okay, somebody else say something, or Bob's gonna get terse with you again. You're fixing to start after show. We can't say yeah, it's an after show. You're on your own now.
You don't know what to say.
After a divine's prodigence, you drew the first water gasp in your life. Is that something to do with the fact Pisces is replacing Aquarius later today, Ion, or the age of Pisces.
That's right.
The water gun.
What page is that on?
That's halfway down 190, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken about many
oh, yeah,
epic disasters to do with water, and we're entering Pisces the age of Pisces later today.
A divine's prodigence, prodigence, you drew the first water gasp in your life. Is that what you read? Water gasp?
Yeah, oh, water gasp.
Oh, okay. From the crib where you once was bit to the crypt, you'll be twice as shy of same as we, along of us, along with the cult in the corner, where you were as popular as an Armenio with the faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Then you set fire to your tailcoat, so that water will come in handy. So it's like, so in, so from Aggie's position, that means you can keep warm while you go swimming, because she's going to have bring the fire, and the fire's going to follow her with the water. So you can swim in warm water. Swim in warm water. Who wants to swim in cold water? That's right. Nobody wants that.
So is the Pisces going to be helpful for Maddie, or was given her water?
We've given her everything. We've given her everything. So what she does with it's got to be up to her. And we've given her everything. So up to her. We've given her all
the parting the jewels.
To be happy, and to be sick, and to be full, and to be hungry, and to be rich, and to be poor, and to be up, and to be down. We've given her everything. It's great fun. We like it. Somehow she goes from sleeping in a tree to into a palace. So, it's all good. But you gotta give it to her, cause we don't know who could live without a damn dumbwaiter. I mean, who the fuck can do that? That's ridiculous. What are you supposed to take? You're supposed to tote your own trays upstairs? That's ridiculous.
But he combed the grass against his stride.
Yeah. What happened to marijuana cigarettes? I thought everybody was supposed to be, marijuana cigarettes was supposed to be legal so everybody could be a pothead and all that kind of stuff. You know, they can't even have, they can't even find school bus drivers now because of all the states, so many states it's legal, and all the bus drivers is all high. They all high on marijuana. So they can't even get a bus drivers because people are smoking dope. It's legal, so they're smoking dope. But you can't smoke dope and drive a school bus. Unless you're a Catholic pedophile, then it's okay. No problem if you're a Catholic pedophile. Just saying.
So who's a sniffer of carrion at the very start?
James Joyce.
The Pope. The Pope.
The Pope. Well, Joyce thought he was the Pope of literature.
Yeah. Yeah, the Pope of Greenwich Village.
Premature grave digger.
Is he still alive, the Pope?
He didn't make it through surgery with his bowel resection.
Oh, dear.
See, and they said he had another surgery, and now here it is, he supposedly made his first comeuppance, and then they said that he had a hard time with his bowel resection, which is what we said. That's a bigger deal than what they were saying. So it was pretty bad, but he didn't make it. They gotta fill in the blank, a filler in her. Hello?
The double?
We gotta get this. Who is that? Hey, how y'all doing? Hello? Come on, answer the damn phone. You're going to let it ring. Answer it.
They have a double?
Hello?
Double Pope?
Well, he's just gonna,
He ain't even a double.
He's just a stand-in because nobody sees him close enough to see. I mean, if you can't smell a man's fart, how are you going to tell if it's a real Pope or not?
Well, so no more sniffing the tarmac tours for the Pope then, or kissing them even.
Well, see, but COVID sort of took care of that part for him already, so, c'est la guerre.
I remember you put that video up on your master playlist, and the Pope was at the center on his throne with all these leaders of big corporations sat either side of him with smug looks on their faces. Were they all part of the Great Reset crowd, huh?
Yes, they were.
So now they're popeless.
Correct.
Hmm. You got anything else to say, Bert?
I'll have to.
Can't find anything? I don't think Bert's there. No.
You probably got him muted.
No.
You mute
everybody's
people.
Unmuted.
You mute people and then accuse them of not participating. Like they could participate if they wanted to. He was there 1 second ago. He fell out. He's coming back in to go to Zimbabwe. He'll be coming to Zimbabwe or Rio de Janeiro or somewhere. It's always someplace else.
Nobody has anything to say?
Hey, Bob, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Kev. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, Kev.
Hey. We had a power outage here, so I'm resetting my computer. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bob.
You have something to say, Kevin?
Not on Finnegan, no.
Okay. Don't try to sneak in with the other stuff. Okay, Jack. Go ahead, Jack.
So the part in 190 where it says Semitic serendipitous, the word Semitic refers to, like, Hebrew language and things like that. Could that be in relation to where we're at now and how it relates to the Bible and the things that are happening?
That's what we just said. That was the gay nigger loving Jew. That was what Semi-Semitic, not anti-Semitic. They like them and then they don't. They'll sleep with them, but they hate them because they're fagulous. They hate them because they're fagulous, but they got to sleep with somebody because it's a monochromatic world now. Because apparently boys know how to give better blowjobs, apparently. We wouldn't know, but this is the discussion. That's the chatter. So this is what he's laying out, that's occurring. See, because that's not even natural. It's not even natural. But he's laying it out as potential probability because that's what you're experiencing now. Now the grub is, how does motherfucker know way back then all this right here, right now? Pretty hot.
Yeah. How did he know that shit?
Ask Bob. You're in Dobbstown, baby. You have to ask the master. Because he knows everything. He used everything. He's the most perfect one. He has perfect hair. The book was written for his and his behalf and his bequest. And he created Ireland to be a place for them to be. And set it all up. He cut down the trees that made the paper, that printed the book, that made the binder, that laid the dog, that made the house that Dobbs built. So, you know, it's all Bob.
That's true.
Yeah.
We at the Prior Scion, you know, promoted Finnegan's Wake. Mm-hmm. We used it in our own peregrinations.
Peregrination.
Yeah, peregrination. You like that? Peregrination.
Peregrination.
I was going to say, what the fuck does that mean? I never heard that word.
It's like a vicissitude. It's like a vicissitude with no guts.
Do you have anything to say, Jack? What are you discovering here?
Well, I asked about the Semitic. Anti-Semitic, and he said you guys already talked about, are we moving down? Where are we exactly at? Are we on 190 still?
No, we ended at the bottom of 191.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what a serendipitous is? You say
semi-Semitic. Somebody that has, like, luck or some shit? Somebody that's lucky?
Yes. Well, he keeps bumping into treasures, finding treasures accidentally. Serendipity. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. That's the case of me.
Oh, so now you're going to admit the serendipity with Vern Christensen? Oh, okay, that's good to know.
For anybody listening, Vern passed on in 1998.
He died of a broken heart. He was Dave Worcester's lover, and he died of a broken heart because, once again, the home wrecker, Bob, came in and laid his nasty seed all over everything.
They had an Afro Yank.
What? Yeah, Afro Yank. You're a global village occupant. Europeanized, Asianized, Africa, and America.
The kitchen will never be the same. Yeah, you'll never look at the kitchen again. You'll never look at the kitchen again like you like Vern did. Vern thought the kitchen was his favorite room.
Yeah, he spent all his time. Okay, so I think we've run the course here. We look forward to reading the next part.
That was fun. That was not bad. That was not bad. You've had better ones, but that one was okay.
It was good. This was good. No, it was as good as any of the better ones. Okay, thank you very much. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yay.
Two.
He's pacing himself. He's pacing himself like he's going to have time to reorganize the whole book. That's what he's doing.
I have reorganized some things.
Oh, he's talking big now. That means, oh, y'all, look out. Bob's clocked in. He's going to work. Oh, Lord Jesus. It's going to be a sight.
Yeah, the...
He's going to run a monochromatic world, Bob.
But John Gordon's 1986 published a plot summary of Finnegan's Wake. So how is he going to make a plot out of this? What will this plot be?
Dogs and cats laying together and all that kind of stuff. He'll get to it, I guess. I'm sure.